Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Doctor Love Show. I am Raphael Love, a.k.a. the Doctor. Today I'm here to share a moment with you. Today's episode, we're going to talk about things that don't necessarily wind up as they initially appear. I recall a situation that happened to me not too long ago as I was walking on my challenge today of a circumstance where I happened to leave my iPad on an airplane. For those of you who don't know, I am an Apple guy, as you would say. I have just about everything Apple makes, just because I like it. And I've grown very fond of the equipment that I have. The day in question, I was taking a cross-country trip, and I happened to leave the iPad in the seat that I was sitting in, basically in where you put the books and stuff from the airline. I happened to put my iPad in there because I'm a tall guy, and it's about the only place that I can put something and not have it be on the floor. So I put the iPad there and basically went through the flight. Everything was lovely. Flight went really well. When it came time to disembark from that flight, I more or less took the overhead luggage that I had and everything else that I had with me. However, I left the iPad behind. I didn't realize it until I got to my hotel that the iPad was gone, and I panicked. I had so many things on that iPad, and I knew I had it backed up. It's just that I didn't want to have to buy a new one if I could get it back. So I set myself on a mission to get the iPad back. I wound up going back to the airlines, and I'm not going to say the name of the airlines because I don't want to disparage any companies whatsoever, but I got to baggage claim and had to file a report for the iPad. Knowing that when I got off the plane, I knew that the iPad was in the seat back. Customer service rep called to find out if the pad was there. However, the flight had left. My heart sank a little bit in that moment due to the fact that it was a loss of time, effort, and energy in the work that I had put into the documents that were on the pad. And I thought about what would happen if I had actually lost it. The customer service rep sent someone to verify that it hadn't been left at the gate or something along that line, or whether it was discovered. Come to find out that the iPad was located near telephones near the ticketing counter. Now, on the surface, kind of looking at that, it didn't really make sense that if I left it on the plane, that it wound up at the ticketing counter or at telephones next to a telephone near the ticketing counter. For me personally, I'm thankful that it happened the way that it did because it was meant for me to get it back. The reason why is because if the iPad was left on the plane, I may not have ever saw it again. However, somehow, some way, it wound up simply within grasp of my returning to basically collect it. I am thankful for circumstances like that, which basically, if I looked at it from the standpoint of, oh my God, the thing is gone. I'll never see it again. Why does this always happen to me? I could have dwelled on that for a very long time. And it would have affected my trip as a whole. I might not have been in the positive frame of mind that I'm normally in and could have affected the relationships of the people that I connected to on the trip that I was taking at that time. However, I just set my mind to say, if it's gone, it's gone. I'm just going to do everything that I can do to try to get it back. Now, in life, what challenges have you been facing that on the surface seem not the way you'd want them to be? Or they haven't came to a conclusion yet and you're already predicting the outcome? For a moment, give it some thought, to realize that you can only control what you do. And in those circumstances, you can put forth all the energy and effort you can to try to make a situation as positive as it can possibly be. But if it's something beyond your control, the only thing you have left is to allow it to upset you or not upset you. You are in 100% control of your focus as well as your reaction to how things happen to you. I hope that this lesson today that I'm sharing will help empower you in some way that you will connect with someone around you and share it. Now, for the business at hand. For those of you on the challenge, I commend you for staying holding and continuing on every single day. You're holding me accountable to keep me on the challenge as well. Because it gets rough. It's been rough. I'm not going to lie and say it's been totally easy, but the routine and the habit is growing on a daily basis, and I'm really appreciative of that. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll end this episode of the Dr. Love Show, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.